Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Dick Stahl. The river is by far the most attractive highway, Henry David Thoreau. If you really want to celebrate the life of Illinois, talk to the living and the dead along the great Mississippi River before statehood in 1818. After communing with the ceremonial and burial mounds in Gramercy Park in Dunleaf, Illinois, now East Dubuque, stand on the highest bluff with this Hopewell Nation and let your soul drift on the stippled waves. Canoe a few miles south with Pierre Jacques Marquette and Louis Joyer and their five men as they enter the mythic Mississippi River. Stop at Mississippi Palisades State Park in Savannah and climb the steep bluffs. Now the river's your rolling sketchbook. Land at the western tip of Arsenal Island to see how those steep 25 to 30-foot high bluffs along the shore protect both channels of the river and wonder about those mysterious caves. Enter the village of Saucanuck at the confluence of the Rock River and the Mississippi River and meet the young warrior Blackhawk, his wife Singing Bird, and their five children. Ask him to show you their garden paradise of corn, beans, squash, and pumpkins, and about the good spirit that inhabits a large cave beneath the fort. Visit the ancient city of Cahokia. Talk to a Mississippian-era priest and learn about their culture along the river more than 1,000 years before encountering Europeans. Let the French colonial authorities describe Deschartres, where three wooden forts became one massive stone fort in 1753. The village of St. Genevieve was originally included in the Illinois country. Here, local farmers applaud this fertile river valley. Talk to the leaders in Kaskaskia who know how an Indian village was inhabited by many tribes for thousands of years. Meet the voyageurs, flamboyant French-Canadian men licensed to enter Indian country in their birch bark canoes, who traded axes, kettles, knives, beads, and blankets for furs. They smoked their pipes, sported red feathers in their hats, paddled in rhythm for more speed, and portaged when necessary, raising their canoes like a salute to explore the western coast with joy. Happy 200th birthday, Illinois!
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.